flooding in India interrupts the flow of outreach. A ministry expands its relief and development response, and an evangelist sees fruit in Malawi. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Torrential monsoon rains continue to pound northern India. Up to 40 inches of rain has fallen in parts of the country, and in many areas it's still raining. The death toll is at about 2,000 in India alone. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says the state of Assam was hit especially hard.
4,000 houses were completely destroyed. Over 10,000 cattle died. Many of our church buildings were destroyed, and believers' houses were washed away.
Several hundred GFA missionaries are using canoes to take relief to victims. Yohannan says GFA is already planning to rebuild homes.
Can you just imagine the impact of that for Christ and the gospel when they go back and witness to them? It's a wide open door for us, just like the tsunami time, sharing Christ's love in the greatest need with the people who are so desperate and lost everything.
It costs about $1,000 to rebuild a home. Go to our website to contribute. Next, Transworld Radio is now an associate with the Association of Evangelical Relief and Development Organizations, or AERDO. The coalition is made up of believers engaged in relief and development work. Transworld Radio's Tom Watkins says the partnership is a natural fit, using their 2004 response to the tsunami as an example.
We were able to come in with radio and be able to coordinate some of those efforts of the relief and development organizations, have an immediate type of communication strategy there. Secondarily, you also have the long-term effects there of what happens, just the whole trauma situation that will go well beyond the immediate relief effort.
Watkins says their message of hope during crisis finds an open door.
It is also a time in life where people are very much questioning, who is God and how could he be relevant to my life? And so it is also an opportunity to bring in some evangelistic messages at a time when people are feeling extremely needy and questioning. The foundation's been shaken.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Five Muslim militants went to trial this week on terrorism charges. They're charged for their involvement in a string of deadly attacks against Christians in Indonesia's central Sulawesi province. The alleged attacks included the assassination of a pastor, the beheading of three Christian schoolgirls in the Poso district of Sulawesi, and a bomb attack in a market that killed one passerby. Under Indonesia's anti-terrorism law, the defendants could face the death penalty. Meanwhile, Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says Pastor Kennedy Simtoi is in Malawi heading up Harvest Time Mission, which is involved in expanding GMI ministries into the neighboring countries.
The thing that he has done is to establish what he calls preaching points. So when he gets a number of people who come to Christ, he will put them more into a Bible study, get an elder, and then his job then becomes following up on them by teaching them and preparing them and getting the group to grow.
Vinton says Simtoi holds seminars for the area church leaders, then takes them out to witness in the villages, resulting in a kind of revival.
He's also moving into going with a team and doing open-air meetings in villages. And at the end of July, he was in the southern part of the country, where he did this for 2 weeks. He had over 2,000 people who attended, and close to 600 made professions of faith in Christ in the various villages.
And at its 2007 World Assembly in Ontario, Canada, the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students appointed Dr. Daniel Bourdonnais of Chad as General Secretary. He takes the reins of an organization whose chapters proclaim and defend the gospel on campus. As staff and students prepare to go back to campuses, Bourdonnais encouraged them to remember that Christ has gone before them. Pray for InterVarsity as they prepare for a new year of ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.